Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Community Service Officer with the Knoxville Police Department, Arlene Wuerl, about city fall and winter ordinances. Ordinances, it looks like fall is here right now. We have leaves finally on the ground. They're orange. It's that time of year again. Arlene, I guess when it comes to fall and when it comes to, you know, cleaning the yards, and I know people like to get out there and they like to get it done early, get it done quickly. But I guess the question for you is, what are some of the things that people in Knoxville should know or remember when it comes to either burning their leaves or just keeping their yards tidy in general?
We appreciate you asking, because the more that the residents know, the easier it is for everybody to be good neighbors to each other. So we kind of start with, yeah, it is fall and those leaves are falling down in the yard. Now what do we do with those? So one of the things we want to let everyone know is it is permissible to burn your leaves in the city limits, making sure that there is no burn ban going on, that the county has not put a burn ban into effect. You're good to burn leaves. You do need to burn the leaves on your own property. You need to have a water source available, and you also need to have that burn supervised by an adult. And the items that are being burned need to remain to leaves, twigs, small branches in diameter of about 3 inches or less. So go ahead and burn that. Also, when you're raking up your yard and you're getting all those leaves raked up, we want everyone to be aware that it is not allowed to rake those leaves into the street. So keep those away from the street. We don't want those getting into the street and getting into our gutter system.
And when it comes to the burning of the leaves and the twigs and stuff, is there a certain distance that people need to be away from their homes if they don't maybe have a big yard? Does it really matter, or is there a distance?
Well, we do want that the burn is happening on their property, and that would so that you cannot burn in the city right of way. So that area between the street and your sidewalk, or if you don't have a sidewalk, where a sidewalk would be, that's called the city right of way, and burning would not be allowed there. And of course, not in a street or an alley. So, you know, make sure it's right in your yard.
You know, you mentioned if there's a burn ban or anything like that, where would people go to find that information? Can they call up here, or how do they do it?
The best way to find out if a burn ban is in effect is to check with the Marion County Sheriff's Department, and they can call them at 828-2220.
Now, I know we don't want to talk about it, but we do need to talk about it coming up here shortly. But actually, any time we could have a snowstorm, we could have snow hit the ground, we could have those conditions which we all dread and can't wait for spring. But when it comes to snow, what are some of the things people should know in Knox when it comes to removing snow from their sidewalks?
I can't agree more that we don't want to talk about it, but here it is. I heard a little bit of a flurries in the forecast coming up in our 7-day forecast, so we really do need to talk about it. We want to make sure that the sidewalks are safe for all our pedestrians so that the kids can get to and from school good. Nobody has to try to walk into the street and be unsafe because somebody has not cleared their sidewalk. So what we want to do is get that information out to residents. Our code, as it states, for removal of the snow off the sidewalks is the property owner's responsibility. So if you own property, make sure that that sidewalk is cleared. It also states that anytime there is accumulation of snow, that is what's to be removed. So people have questioned how much snow before city will enforce it. Just remember, accumulation. So if your sidewalk has anything on it, that's now a violation. And people need to be aware that it's enforced 24 hours after the end of the snow. So, you know, we give people that time frame to, you know, get home from work, get, you know, set, and then can go out and get that snow removed from their sidewalk.
One thing I was going to ask is, you know, a lot of times we have, especially this time of year and even kind of beginning of spring, we have a lot of ice storms and things like that. Is it the property owner's responsibility to make sure ice is also cleared from their sidewalks?
That is a great question, because snow and ice is the way that the code is worded. So it just falls together. If there's snow or ice on that sidewalk, it does need to be removed.
Now, when it comes to all these ordinances, how do people find that? Is there, you know, can they go to the city webpage? Can they call up you? How do they do that?
There's a couple ways, yes, to find out what these city codes are. And that is, you can go onto the city website, and there's a link on there to our whole city code book. Or call up here to the police department, and I will be happy to answer any questions anybody ever has about any codes as well.
Now, I know recently you guys did during the summer, had the Clean Sweep Initiative, which was a big success here in Knoxville, cleaning up, you know, properties in Knoxville that needed those cleaned up and needed to make Knoxville look a lot better. I know a lot of enforcement and things went into that. that took a lot of time, but it was a great success. I guess when it comes to it, what should they remember as in to keep their yards clean and keep the city of Knoxville looking good?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think we had great success with the Operation Clean Sweep, and we did a check going door to door. We did 2,833 properties over the course of about 6 weeks. So it took time, and we saw a lot of community pride. It was just awesome to see how people really do love their homes and want to take care of them. And so just kind of checking in with your, like you say, visiting the website for the codes or checking up here if there's something that they have any questions about, we can always help them. Keeping the debris out of their yard is a big one. That's probably was the most common one that we found as we did the Operation Clean Sweep. So, you know, if it's an unusable, a broken item and you're just storing it outside, that's where we get into the code violations of debris storage.
One more time for anybody that has any questions when it comes to the fall burning, when a fall leaves, or snow ordinance, as well as the clean sweep, where can they go?
They can call me here at the Knoxville Police Department at 828-0541.
Thanks to Community Service Officer Arlene Wuerl for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at knicarols.com.